Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
What's up, KZ?
Namaste. I'm so excited.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Morina.
I'm so excited about this one because I've
I can tell.
I've done it purely to torture you.
Oh, look, it's a saxophone, isn't it?
Yep, okay. It's your favorite.
You know,
I've been waiting, you know, I've been holding out because he told me he didn't like it, but we've done plenty that I hate. I hate bagpipes. So it's only fair.
Oh, no, you've been a real trooper. Don't worry about that. You've been very selfless.
But after this show, you're going to love it.
You know, okay, so what about this? I've had this idea for a segment on the breakfast show. Just once a week, just one song, just call it like Sax in the Morning or some, you know, some saxophone-esque innuendo like that, where I just find a song that's actually got a saxophone in it that's actually really cool. Like The Stooges, 1970.
Hey,
or
Careless Whisper.
Stop it. That's actually, but this is the thing. There's people, you see these middle-aged gentlemen who pick up a saxophone and they think they're going to bust out Careless Whisper. And what they do is a poor Tina Turner saxophonist sort of
smooth operator.
But that's,
here's a bad one.
You're actually pulling out some
Quarter Flash, some Heart in My Heart.
Pardon?
Quarter Flash, Heart in My Heart. That's a bad one. Oh, you do. Okay. Don't look it up. Don't look it up. You're going
to
hurt yourself.
I need to look up the songs that you want to play.
Oh, well, that's not one of them.
No, I know, because I don't think we've got them.
Okay, gosh.
Show guys away, you see. She's sick.
Yes.
See,
She does till she's gone. You know, she stands around looking cool like she's not doing anything.
Keeps me in check and gets things done.
So what song are you going to
look up? She's irreplaceable, though. Today I'm replacing her. Okay, so you tell me what it is.
Okay, we're going to do John Coltrane, In a Sentimental Mood. Now, this is so beautiful. He plays tenor sax. The one most common you hear is alto sax. And this guy is so great. He's been made a saint in some black churches. Some really great sort of graphics and imagery of his sainthood. He's also got a whole church dedicated to him, the Coltrane African Orthodox Church. And it gives you deliverance through sound.
Like, really?
Churches.
That's cool.
And they're like, this isn't like a joke. His music is so transportive to the spiritual realm. And he was a bit of a spiritual dude. He was married to a Muslim woman for a while. He got into African spirituality for a while. He got into Buddhism for a while and meditation. Mm-hmm. And so like, you know, he purposely intended to, you know, to sort of insert spirituality into his work until he died of drugs. Okay, we're just gonna be transported.
Now, what sort of saxophone is that we're listening to?
So this is
because they come in pretty comedy sizes.
Tenor, alto. Alto is the sort of main one you see, but he's playing tenor.
The small one, you know, when you get like a bottle of pump water. The small one looks like a mini pump.
Yeah, your Kenny G one is the soprano.
It's like a barbecue saxophone. You take it to a barbecue or to a, yeah, you know. Sorry, I'm really interrupting.
Yeah,
really
you're disturbing my deliverance.
The massage there, aren't I? Now that's we're talking wind passing through a reed, yeah?
Yes. Now the saxophone.
Let's not forget what we're here for.
The saxophone. Oh yeah, sorry.
Woo! you've taken away.
I was transported spiritually and sexually. So it's literally
sexually
a cross between a trumpet and a clarinet.
This really does. You were a bit thrown by this song, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. I can't even pay attention. Oh. So now y'all know. Okay, now I'm gonna. All right.
Vulnerabilities have been identified.
Yeah. You know how the brass instruments are made of brass, and then the woodwinds are made of wind. And
wood.
I'm sorry, they're made of wood.
Doctor with wood, doctor.
And you play them with a reed, and so the woodwinds are playing a little bit higher and mellower, and the brass plays a little bit lower and brighter. And so this is literally a cross. And when it was invented in the 1840s, it kind of bridged that gap in the orchestras of having that sort of punchiness of the brass, but some of the expression of the woodwind.
As a brass instrument, it wears well, doesn't it? Like I said, it's you know, the way it's held.
Oh yeah,
it's not like a bassoon.
Like yeah, but it's got like a little thumb thing.
Nerdy old oboe.
And then a thing around your neck. Well, it's so iconic visually. You know that silhouette of a. Yeah,
this is the thing. The silhouette of a guy through Venetian blinds.
Yeah.
On the second floor. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it was invented by a Belgian. I had to look
A Belgian?
I know. I had to look hard and. Or why, to find out where it was born. Obviously, they don't want to say that. That was a little embarrassing. So because they were so big, you got the U-bend, you know, because otherwise it would just stand so low. And so that's why you get the bend.
So that U-bend, the way a trumpet doesn't have one or an oboe doesn't have one.
Yeah, but that's just because it was too big.
Oh, really? So it's just a...
Yeah,
because,
you know, that soprano sax is the one that looks kind of more like a clarinet or a oboe. And that can just... lay nicely, you know, as a straight thing. But once it got big, you had to curve it up. And then you also had to bend it back to your face. You know?
So you can play it.
Yeah, so it's got like this. So that literally was just for playing it. And on behalf of the show and what I do for you, I literally Googled what makes the saxophone sexy. I looked that up last night. Oh, God. And luckily, it didn't put me onto any bad sites.
Hey, that's good on you, internet. Hey,
I know. I was worried.
Yeah, that's got.
Although one doofus on one of the chats about the topic said, "Cause it looks like a scrotum," and people were writing, "What is
tell
your
you
scrotum?"
Tell you what, I've not seen like a hell of a lot of scrotums, but I doubt. I'm just trying to imagine how a scrotum would end up looking like a saxophone. Puppetry of the penis.
The reason it's sexy, and this is a terrible reason, is racism.
Really?
Yeah, because it started being used. So it was only invented in 1840, still kind of new, and it kind of, you know, was sort of known as something modern.
1840s. Right,
yeah, so it's
right.
A newbie.
From Belgium.
So it already was sort of thought of as modern and innovative.
Here comes the Belgian guy with a new invention. Whatever, man. We've already got the orchestra. Oh, hang on. What have you got there?
Oh. But then it got picked up by jazz. Look at that. So then jazz guys started using it for dance bands and in the 20s.
Yeah.
And then
that's how it all starts, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and then it became associated with black music. It makes women take their clothes off. It makes people do drugs. It makes babies be born.
Well, I mean, this is you're generalizing.
It's jazz. No, but that's what jazz does, you see.
Really?
And so it became associated with jazz. It almost...
Yeah, if you had to have a jazz song loosen my belt.
Well, you know, I did see some arguments, and what was cool is a lot of people were on arguing for the cello, and I was like, you know, because for me, that's one of mine, too. And I was like, I thought I was the only one. So obviously,
can we take a moment and talk about the cellist at the royal wedding?
Oh, he's too young. Yes, he was amazing.
Actually, can we talk about the choir as well? I don't think the choir's been given enough ups.
Oh, that the conductor.
Oh, just
that woman with her amazing gray top knot and their beautiful look.
A snake on her head, but just the whole sort of like. When the night, just like, wow, man, is that one person's voice? What are you summoning up there? That's so cool.
Well, and the way they dressed too was so vintage as well, so it just kind of took you back.
I don't think enough people have given that have talked about, because everyone just wants to talk about the preacher.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to, let's say, we're talking, it's a sexy black instrument, and there's no sexier blacker band than this next one. Pink Floyd.
Well, see, they show the versatility of it because they get it sounding sort of spacey and echoey.
They get everything sounding spacey and echoey.
That's true. Yeah, I wonder how they do that.
Oh, once again, very presumptuous. For those people that
comes in the beginning, right?
Say, oh, I'm not a Pink Floyder. I spend a lot of time with Pink Floyd going, come on! Like they're dragging, like they're wandering off. You know, it's like if you're exploring and Pink Floyd were part of your exploration team, it'd be like, can you Are you feeling? Can we just keep up, please? That sort of thing, you like.
See, now the sax can sort of moan and squeal.
And oh, the sax has a story to tell. Don't worry about that.
And it's one thing it has in common with the clarinet is that you can overblow it.
What happens is it just goes.
Well, no, it means you get the octave higher. So it like doubles its range. Well, here we go.
That's a grubby little sax, isn't it?
Hesitant, it's a.
So how? So the saxophonist, there is he just going, like barely, or she going?
Yeah,
just because barely huffing.
If you play too hard, it will go like an octave higher.
Like that
yeah,
sort of
yeah, yeah. So he's got a sort of.
That's what the Stooges do.
Yes.
That's pretty. I mean.
wait, we gotta get to the second word. The second word of the song.
Wow.
Yeah, see, I mean, they're using it to be sexy, but not really. But
I'm trying to remember what that sounds like. I'm going to go back to that. Just to, Where's it? Come on, where's the set? Oh, it sounds like Rockin' Back Inside My Heart, Julie Cruz. I want you rocking back inside my heart. And that one, that Twin Peaksy sort of.
Oh, I know Twin Peaks.
Okay.
But I mean, in the '80s, it did become overdone. Let's be honest.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. You know, this is the thing. As a lot of.
I think it's only
so
because.
So did neon lights. So did Venetian blinds. So
but
did,
I mean, guitar solos became overdone too. Yeah. You know, like it was an alternative to a guitar solo. Yeah. It wailed. It fits nice with a rock band because it is so loud. You know, which you know the flute never.
There it is. The final song we're going to play is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh, okay. See, when he's trying to get that in this next one coming up, that sort of
are you ready?
Jazz Americana feel.
Slightly high one there. Is that the little one? Which is the one that the bodybuilder that Tina Turner used to have with the chain around his neck?
Oh, yeah, that's the alto.
Yeah.
Or the tenor. Someone describes it as honey with powdered cayenne. Sentimental.
Sit down.
As a girl with a crush on her matinee.
Oh,
idol. It's blatant and slimy.
Blatant and slimy?
But it's also your...
Imagine buying a perfume and all the hints of blatant and slimy. So this is,
this is David Bowie.
Yeah. Right. The late, great David Bowie.
But he, you know, this isn't his normal sound. He sort of creates sound worlds with each sort of track, doesn't he? So he's creating a particular world.
Let's just wait till they get these backing vocals in. Luther Vandross's backing vocal.
Now the other thing.
There's a young Luther Vandross there singing that. It's so good. Yeah. Woo.
The other thing about sax is some of the people were waxing. This is in all my sax is sexy like discussions I was looking at. They were talking about living in a grotty Manhattan flat, you know, with a slight drizzle of rain.
How much are they paying for these saxophones?
And a dude outside across the street, half outside his window, blowing on a sax. You know, it does have that romanticism of certain places and times.
Just tooting away there, that one, isn't
it? Here's another fun fact. Nazis hated the saxophone.
Did they?
So even though it was like this proud European greatness invention.
Why? Because it was Belgian.
Because it was African. Because the Africans tainted it with their lasciviousness.
God, they were pretty touchy, weren't they, the
so
Nazis?
If you didn't like it before, I hope that made you like it now.
What? Now, is this the saxophone? I imagine it's one of these.
I think we've done this one. Was it maybe the clarinet?
This so
let's
much.
Have a listen.
Or is it like a. It might be.
Oh, yeah, that's the set.
Is that one of the big the comedy one that looks like a tugboat ones?
It doesn't have to be that big, I don't know. Yeah, because it's too low, I think, to be a clarinet, but, before you write it in your paper.
Yeah.
Hey. I want you.
How much are we paying for a saxophone?
Well, there are lots. I mean, you know, a couple thousand for good ones. But, you know, your secondhand ones, so rented
dollar
ones.
Dollar reserve on trade. Let's have a look. I mean, you know, they're. Oh,
see, he likes it. Ooh. Now.
Like I say, there's a. I, If I one track a week, that's what I'll build
the
a feature around it.
Moment of sex. Well, you know, with because Mikey.
the joy of sex. Surely that's what it's called, isn't it? The thing is, someone brings a saxophone to the party, they're welcome, aren't they?
Yeah. You know? Did you know that
someone brings a massive, great big, like a harp. Put it away, it's going to get broken.
But you know, there's actually sax quartets. That to me would be horrible. For some reason, I like it solo with the rest of the band. I mean, I can't say I've heard it, but...
It seems to me that to be the sort of instrument that is happy to showcase itself. It doesn't. We don't need the four saxmen of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
You know,
having said that, maybe I should look at some tracks and stuff. But so maybe one of the listeners can make a really good sax Spotify playlist, you know, that we can all enjoy.
Musical instruments, saxophones. Let's have a look here. Wind instruments, saxophones. There's 103 of them on TradeMe right now.
Ooh. And they're all going to sell thanks to this show.
No, because everyone wants to buy my...
Your accordion.
My accordion, yeah. I've got really got to get off my ass and sell that.
You haven't done it yet.
Well, it's just sitting there looking beautiful and sounding amazing. And but, I want to sell it to a BFM or something. Kirsten, a saxophone is a... I thought it would be a lot older than that for some reason, but then I can't imagine it being in the...
But it
the
does seem composers. Sort of more industrial, imagine, doesn't it? You know, the metallicness of it. It's definitely more post.
Okay, I'm going for the lowest saxophone you can buy is, hold on, let me find one here. About $300-$350. $349 there.
I don't know if the dents make it better or not.
So that's the thing, you know. Does it have to be shiny? Does that make a difference?
I don't know.
Does it gather spit in the U-bend?
So, one other writer... In skilled hands, it can have beauty and power. In the wrong hands, it can be a weapon of mass destruction.
Are you there, caller?
Good morning, DJ.
Good morning.
Yeah, how you going? Just in case you want a bit of a laugh this morning, Billy Joel sings from a Vienna restaurant.
That's the last.
You want us to play it?
We can't. I think we've oversexed anyway. We're well past that. We've reached the end of our tether. To be honest with you,
clearly have too much sex.
But I tell you what, there's no reason you can't recommend that to the other listeners. What was the name of the song?
Scenes from a Vienna restaurant.
Scenes from a Vienna. Great name for a song. Makes me want to run out and buy that.
Bottle of red, bottle of white. Yeah. Something like that.
Bottle of piss, have a good night, mate.
Yeah, maybe a bit of sex tonight.
just you and Billy Joel.
But they were. Can't buy it, brother.
Uptown girl. All right, ta-da. Cheers. All right, so you were saying there at the end, your last comment you wanted to make there.
I was just going to, you know, ask him, sometimes the sax doesn't come until 2-3 minutes into the song, so you always got to wait, you know, as the solo. So I was going to ask him when the sax came in the song, you know? Because otherwise, you listen in the beginning, and it's not there yet, you know?
I understand. Hey, Kirsten, thank you very much. The saxophone has, you introduced it, and we got through that segment just fine. Are you there, caller?
Lisa Simpson,
saxophone.
You're right.
See, that doesn't sell it to me, though. Oh, and then hangs up. Yeah. Boom! Lisa Simpson, mic drop. Boom!
Bill Clinton?
See, this is the thing. That's the thing I hate about saxophones. That's the thing. I did not have sex with that woman. Yes, you did. Saxophonist. Can't trust one, turns out.
Okay, stick with your John Coltrane this weekend if you want your sax. And actually, there was another one we didn't play, Stan Getz.
Ooh. Should we play that? Let's even dig it up.
Stan Getz.
Oh, no, because I've already got it. No, look, let's... I gave that caller the heave-ho, and so...
You're right, yep, you're right.
Okay,
all right. Give ourselves.
Thank you, Kirsten. See you next week. Bye.
Enjoy the ride. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.